And we're working overtime for you this morning. Thank you for joining us. We're glad you're with us. My name's Tony Bush on Biz Talk this morning, and in the studio with me is Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. How can it be such a beautiful day and still be winter?
I know. It'll end soon, I promise.
Yeah, that's what they keep telling me. Christmas is coming, too.
Yeah, but at least it's sunny, and we have a great show for you this morning. Our guests this morning are Dave and Kathy Thibodeau. Dave and Kathy own a really neat place in Waupaca County called Rustic Woods Campground. We're going to learn about their experience in purchasing the business, how they've grown the business, and some of the wonderful recognitions they've earned along the way. So we'll be getting to them in a few minutes, but first we want to talk to you about the Score Chapter, who produces this show for you each weekend. And at the Score Chapter here in Appleton, our Fox City Score Chapter is headquartered at the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. And we serve an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 40 mentors, advisors, business people who are experts in their field who will offer free services to those who would like to start a business or who own a business and want to grow their business or correct a problem. So if you have an opportunity in your business and you need help with IT or accounting or marketing or HR or strategic planning or banking or finance or anything like that, contact SCORE at foxcities.score.org. Go to the website, look at the services we offer, and at the website you can fill out an application for some free mentoring. Just fill out your name and address, contact data. But we'd ask if you're going to do that to please be as specific as you can about the nature of the assistance you need so we can line you up with the right mentor. And then hit the send button, and probably within 3-4 days, a mentor will contact you and schedule a meeting, and you're off and running. And it's not a one-time visit. You can have that mentor working with you for some folks have had mentors working with them for several years. Yep. So keep SCORE in mind. It's a great free service for you if you're going to start a business or you want to grow your business. Now, in addition to the mentoring that we do, we also conduct some seminars. And we're in the middle of some seminars, just concluded one. We've got another one coming up. It's a busy schedule, and Randy's going to tell us about it.
Okay, fine. Yeah, first of all, yes, one other thing I want to do is just say, you know, we're doing some of these programs down in Fond du Lac now. We just had one down there this week, and it was really a very successful program, which Tony was the speaker on cash flow and bank relationships. Yeah, so we did a very good job with that. We're also now, as you said, in the middle of our Simple Steps program. The Simple Steps package is on Wednesday nights. The next one coming up is going to be this Wednesday, the 5th. Of March, and that one is going to be covering the areas as far as financial projections. This is probably one of the best of the five programs that we do because we end up at the end providing you with a CD that has all of the different financial models that you need. They're done in Excel spreadsheets, and therefore you can manipulate the information, line it up for your own stuff, and really find out what you need to know to be able to handle the financial questions that you're going to be facing in your business.
Mary Lou, our chapter chair, who is a retired accountant from Kimberly Clark, does this program on Wednesday night, and she goes through a case study and walks you through the balance sheet, the income statement, the statement of cash flows, and as Randy indicated, a blank copy of all that is given to you, whoever's attending. You can go home and put your numbers in and see what your company looks like.
Right. Now, and that program is going to be this coming Wednesday, March 5th. It is from 6 until 9 in the evening, and that is down at the SCORE Chapter office, which is at the Chamber Building, and that's at 125 North.
Superior
Street. Thank you, Tony. It's one of those mornings again. Anyway, North Superior Street here in Appleton, and registration is from 5:30 to 6. The price on that's $25, and you can go out to our website, the SCORE website, at foxcities.score.org and register for any one of the programs. The second one coming up on the 12th will be the last of the Simple Steps programs, and that's one that everybody has the most interest in, and that is, where do I find the money? We talk about the traditional plus the non-traditional forms of financing your business. So, again, a very good one for you to come to, and Tony does a lot of that one. So those are the two things coming up now. We have another one coming up in May. I'll just talk about it very briefly.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be May 6th, and that one covers the Affordable Health Care Act. We will be taking a look at the changes, how it has been put together, how it's morphed into whatever is going to look like in May.
Changes every week.
Right. And we'll bring you then currently up-to-date information. We have three experts on that program. That one's going to be held out at the Bordini Center, Venture Center out at the Fox Valley Tech. And that was only $15. It's going to be program from 8 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock, and we'll provide you with coffee and schnecks for that one, too. So should be an excellent program. Again, go out and register for it, and you know, we'll be happy to work with you.
Yeah, that's great, Randy. And on that healthcare seminar on May 6th, we're bringing in a lady named Linda Hines, who's a national expert on IRS and healthcare issues, and she works with business owners all over the country. She even consults with divisions of the government and very large corporations on how to deal with this.
Right.
And she's been very kind, and she's agreed to come to the SCORE chapter meeting on May 6th to present her perspectives on this. So this is really a high-powered person who's going to come in and talk to us about the Health Care Act. So we hope that you can join us for the Simple Steps remaining programs and also the Health Care Act coming up, the seminar
right.
on May 6th.
Right. Now, I have just two other quick announcements to make. One is in regard to a program that the Fox City Chamber is going to be presenting. As of March 20th, they're going to be doing the Cultivate series that they have. That program has some excellent speakers also. The keynote speaker there is going to be talking about how to put the wow back into your business for client loyalty and so on, plus a number of breakout sessions and lunch will be provided at that one. Again, that is on March the 20th. Go out to Cultivate Event. That's cultivateevent.com and register for that one if you're interested. And last but not least, we hate to always keep bringing some of these up, but we help out the Better Business Bureau as a partner of ours, and they've got an alert out again, something new in the wonderful world of scams. This one, if you're used to the social media of Pinterest, it's a very, very popular social media site. Great stuff on it. Well, as always, somebody's found a way to mess with it. And so now there are some false advertisements on that. You can go out to it. If you click onto it, you immediately go on to a different website. The website will be trying to sell you counterfeit material or whatever, or else try to add information or get information from you.
Yep.
So be very careful on the different types. Make sure you recognize the information that you're getting from
right.
Pinterest. Because what the hackers are doing is they're duplicating it, coming up close to it, and it's actually not the Pinterest site. You'll be able to tell it doesn't quite look like it. So be very careful. And if they're offering something that sounds like it's too good to be true,
it
probably is.
So, good advice, Randy. Yep. Thank you. Be careful. Everybody's got to be careful on the web about scams and sending money. That's another one, isn't it, Randy, where people are asked to send money and then we'll deliver something to you?
Yeah, never, ever, ever send
Don't
the money first.
Don't do it.
Nope.
Okay, well, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors. We have several sponsors who help bring this show to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without them, and we want to thank them and acknowledge them. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs firm, Epiphany Law, a business law boutique. We want to say thank you to eBiz Results in Oshkosh, who built the BizTalkWithScore.com website for us, and they helped maintain it. So thank you to Mike and his team there. And also want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News. Business News is a biweekly periodical about business news in East Central Wisconsin. And if you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. For $20 a year, you're kept current on what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin, and that can only help your business. So thanks, Business News. Well, with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll meet Dave and Kathy Thibodeau, owners of Rustic Woods, and we'll hear about how cold it is at a campground during the wintertime.
Right, right.
You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling.
You know, Randy, those pennies from heaven look pretty white to me this
I've been
morning.
Noticing
you know,
that,
like
yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of money laying in the yard
yeah,
out there.
Yeah. But it still sparkles, so maybe they're just diamonds.
Yeah, it's cold. Well, welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're sure glad you joined us, and we'd like to put out the phone number for you if you have a question for our guest. It's 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Well, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sure glad to have you on the show this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and the Rustic Woods Campground. Where is it?
Rustic Wood is located, it's at E2585 Southwood Drive. We're probably about 6 miles south of Wapaka, okay. Right off of County Trunk E.
Okay. And how did you come to own it, and what do you do there, and how many campsites do you have? Do you have a restaurant?
Well, first of all, let's just get a few things straight that, you know, what we do here, it's what I do.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Well, we've been there for...
Yeah, Dave, yeah, anytime you want to jump in, Dave, you just go right ahead.
Well, thanks for having us, Randy.
Yeah,
if you can.
And Tony.
Yeah, you're welcome, Dave.
It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
But she does do more work than I do. No, I've got to admit that.
Don't be nice now, Dave. Now, no, we've been there for probably 15 years now, just over 15 years. It was a struggle getting where we're at. You know, we were a camper there for... 12 years. Seasonal there, and you know, Dave was in the mill for 20 some years, and he just didn't want to do the mill anymore. So I don't know, one day he's like, maybe we should buy a campground.
and how many campsites do you have?
There's 200 campsites there, which 160 are permanents, or we call them seasonals, that stay there even through the winter months.
Yep.
And we've got about 35 weekend sites or transit sites.
Okay.
We are open year-round, so barring this bad winter we've had, if it gets a little bit warmer, some of the campers do come up and do a little winter camping, you know, and they patronize us. We were just voted number one for the second year in a row for Friday Night Fish Fries.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big thing.
It is. And we have to thank all our employees, you know.
Yeah, all of our employees. I mean, they have been with us for many, many years, and we would not be where we are today without them.
Now, you also, in the wintertime, you have quite a crowd coming in on sleds, don't you?
Yeah, I mean,
snowmobilers and
Yeah. I mean, we probably, you know, at one time on a Saturday afternoon, you'd have 50 sleds sitting out there somewhere in that area. So, yeah, it's snowmobiling has been excellent.
The trails are great up by us right now.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And again, where is the campground, Kathy? You mentioned it's on E something, but just off of County Trunk C, was it?
E. E's an elephant.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. About 6 miles south of Wapaka?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And you have a website, too.
Yes, we
what
do.
What is your website address?
www.rusticwoodscampground.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if someone wants to camp, they can call you and set up a reservation?
Our phone number is area code 715-258-2442.
And that'll be on the website as well, I imagine.
Yeah,
huh?
Mm-hmm. You just got to give us a call, and we'll set up the
reservation. And from what I understand, then the two of you do actually share duties. Dave, what's your role up there that you have?
Well, right now I'm kind of the host on Friday nights, so I'm the guy that you're going to meet when you come in the door.
Okay.
And then, you know, we take care of the grounds, whatever needs to be done, actually. It's kind of a family-orientated business. Whatever needs to be done, you just...
We have a son, Joel, and a daughter, Amy, and Joel works for us full-time. He's been with us since we started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a senior when we first took over, and he's worked with us since then.
Yeah.
And
our
daughter, Amy, she waitresses on Friday night, but she's always there to help. And so is our son-in-law, Eric, so I have to say that,
really,
or I'm going to be in trouble. But without them, it's,
it
yeah.
It is, it is.
It's just
family business. And then your primary role?
I do all the book work, and then...
The scheduling,
and then clean the bar, clean the bathrooms, and all that type of stuff. So, and I used to work in the grounds more, but, you know, I do the pool, too. I do all the balancing of the pool and cleaning the pool. I used to do more years ago, but we've had a few more people come on board to help out, so outside duties are a little bit less now in the summer for me.
But always enough work to go around.
What's your motto, Dave?
If I got to do it, I don't need you.
That wasn't the one he had earlier.
No, that is not the one you had, Dave.
Good improvisation there, Dave. Yeah. That's good. You're in trouble, though.
I think you forgot.
Well, you were saying it's not a 24-hour day job. It's like a 25-hour day job.
Yeah.
It's just every day there's always something to do. Always
yeah.
work to
exactly.
be done.
When we first took over, I mean, we would go up there in the morning to get things cleaned up and ready. Then we were open 6 days a week. And we'd go up there in the morning, and we didn't come home until the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, you would do it all over again.
Got to ask you this question, though. When you guys decided to buy the campground and start own this business, did you have any idea of the degree of commitment and time and work it would take?
Absolutely not.
No. And it's so like so many entrepreneurs. Right. Yes. They just don't understand how many hours.
You know, most people come in, and they see you behind the bar, and they don't realize what goes on behind the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kath said, there's a cleaning, there's an ordering of all the products.
Yep.
You know, you want to have a good, presentable, nice, clean place, and which I think we do. You know, we get a lot of compliments on our bathrooms, our restrooms, and our kitchen is probably one of the cleanest in Waupaca County. I'm not afraid to say that.
Yep. Okay. We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll come back on the other side, give out the phone numbers again, and we'll continue our conversation with Dave and Kathy and their ownership of Rustic Woods Campground in Waupaca. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
When I'm open for business.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're having a great time, and we did get one thing straight in the beginning in the first segment.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy's in control this
morning. Right, okay. Yeah, did you notice there, Tony, we lost control completely at that point. So.
Okay, what day should I start, you guys?
All right. Well, our guests this morning are Kathy and Dave, not Dave and Kathy, Thibodeau, who own Rustic Woods Campground, and they're located in Waupaca. And I've known Dave and Kathy for a number of years, and they've got a great business. They have a lot of fun. They have a very good award-winning restaurant. What did you say it was? Second year in a row, what was it?
Second year in a row that we got the best fish fry for Waupaca County.
Yep, and we can't forget this. You want to put a shout-out to someone special this morning. You want to say hello to someone
special. Oh, I need to say hello to my mom. Mom, I love you. I'm thinking of you, and I'll see you this afternoon.
There you go.
Okay.
And that's great. And Mom, she's got a nickname on your camp.
Yeah, everybody calls her Granny.
Yep.
She's 92, and, well, you know, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, she used to come up to the bar and restaurant, and she would scoop the tartar and scoop the coleslaw and fill the ketchups and help out which any way she
can. We actually put her to work.
Yep, yep.
Truly a family business, and that's really great.
Yep.
If you have a question for Kathy or Dave this morning about the Rustic Wood Campground or how they started their business or how they run their business, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton. And if you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. So how long have you guys owned the campground? When did you buy it?
We bought it in 1998.
Okay. And you've grown it quite a bit since then, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We just, 2 years ago, we expanded. No, 2 years ago, we expanded the dining room.
The dining room, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then a year ago, we remodeled the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, each year we try to do a little bit more.
Okay, well, could we go back to when you first started the whole process. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us kind of the idea, some of the things you had to work through when you first said, I want to do this?
Well, we sold the house, we sold the trailer, we sold the snowmobiles, and we sold
our boat.
Our boat. We pretty much sold everything we had.
Okay.
Just to try to get enough money.
You were all in, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, we were until I got to the bank. We were walking up the steps to go up there, and I turned to Dave, and I said, Dave, you think we should really do this? And he's like, Kath, there's no turning back. We got to do this now. Yeah. He said, it's no big deal. You just add a couple more zeros on it, and it's no problem.
Be just fine.
And
just
that's exactly what he said to me.
But over the years now, you walked into that bank, and we were talking earlier about that, the relationship you have and how important that was with your banker.
Oh, with the bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are very, very loyal to our banks, and we started out, I don't know if I can say who I started with, but I started with M&I. We went to probably, I don't know, 10 or 12 different banks.
Exactly.
But nobody would take a risk on us. It was, and we were going to give up until we talked to a different owner at a different bar, and he kind of...
He said, don't give up, just keep trying, and we
That's
did.
That's good advice.
Yeah. And then, you know, we were with them for quite a while, and then I met Chippy, and he talked us into coming to Community First, and they have been so good to us.
Not Community...
Lakeview Credit Union. See, that's why she's not in charge, Tony.
Okay.
No, Lakeview has been so good to us.
And we work with Chip on a lot of different programs. Yep. He's been a speaker on some of our programs.
Great guy.
And so on. And
he doubles the health inspector too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He tries to.
If you're listening and you have a question about the campground or Dave and Kathy's experience in their business, call us at 281-1150, or if you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. In terms of your business operation and what you've learned so far, and you've grown it so much. I mean, you start out with this campground, and then you've added on to the restaurant. You put a pool in. You've just done and you're... Your customers keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about your campground that draws them? It's not just the fish fry. What is it?
I don't know. I just think
I think we kind of treat people the way we want to be treated, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, and that's we're just
important.
Like everybody else there. I mean, we're no different than anybody. We're on the same level as everybody else. We're not up here. We're just the same, we don't try to act above anybody. It's just
you're not the owners, your restaurateurs, your people who your innkeepers who invite people to come to your place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
it's a wonderful attitude to have on that. Mm-hmm. Do you and I maybe I should have asked this earlier, but do you actually have a written plan that you follow or did follow up to a certain point? Usually when we talk about business plans, we say they survive until the first customer walks in.
It's on a napkin.
You know, everything we did didn't pan out, you know. Obviously, the fish fry has been tremendous to us. But we did at one time try a Saturday buffet?
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't go over. We found that a lot of the meals and stuff that we prepared for the buffet was taken away from our Friday night, so we kind of shied away from it a little bit. You know, but you have to test the waters. You have to see what works, and I guess a little bit of advice would be don't pour your heart and soul into everything, you know. Just try little things here and there, and if it works, then you got to try to improve on it.
Okay. So you're always measuring what you do to see how it works.
Exactly.
If it's successful.
Exactly.
If it is, you keep going. If it's not...
Say, for instance, now we're talking about trying to add a coconut shrimp to our menu, and we're going to try it, you know, amongst family and friends this Wednesday night and see how it goes, and hopefully we can...
So you're actually planning to do a test run?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's a great way to do it, to make sure, rather than bringing it out to the public and going, Lord, did we make a mistake? So,
We did that with the perch, too. Yeah. We ran it out to some of the campers in the campground after we cooked it. That works.
Okay.
When you're dealing with a restaurant and things, you have to deal with vendors, you have scheduling things, challenges. Mm-hmm. What's it like to do that? I mean, when you started out, you had a smaller restaurant. Now it's much bigger. It's more complicated. Do you still do it all, Kathy and Dave, or do you delegate some of that to some of the staff?
Our son.
Joel takes care of a lot of that. On Wednesdays, Monday he puts the food order in.
Okay.
On Wednesday it comes in, and, you know, there's the prepping and the taking care of the fish and the chicken.
Because all the fish comes in fresh, so it's all hand-breaded and marinated and that type of thing.
Because as businesses grow, the business owners are usually hands-on on everything. Then as the business grows, they just can't do it anymore. They have to start delegating, and that's a pretty tough time for a lot of business owners because the employee doesn't do it correctly or something. So it's hard to really delegate.
It is. And like we said in the beginning of the show, we're fortunate to have good employees.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Very
key.
We really are.
Now, tell us again, what's your website name and where are you located?
Okay, the website is www.rusticwoodscampground.com. And again, we are at E2585 Southwood Drive, Wapaka. And that is 6 miles south of Wapaka, just off of County Trunk E.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Now, in many cases when we have husband-wife business owners on the show, we would like to ask them, what's it like to work with your spouse?
Love it.
Well, going on vacation is just like being at work. You know, you're always together. You're together 24/7, and for us, it's not a problem.
No,
it's worked out good.
Everybody has their days, but I think you have that even if you don't work together. But you know, we've gotten through it all these years. I think we can get through it anymore.
I've been to some restaurants in the past where there have been spouse owners, and some of them are really good, but some of them just stand out as a fun place.
Yeah.
And yours is a fun place.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been to your place, and it's just fun to see you relate to the customers. And
yeah, we try to do a little, we try to do a lot of interacting with the people. Yeah, yeah.
But we always know who's in control.
Yep.
Now you guys, are going to keep saying
Well, of course, we're going to pick on you a little bit there. Okay. Just to get back a little bit to the business plan and so on, and you were talking about the website that you have. I have it up on screen right now. It's a very well done site. I noticed that you have all kinds of things going on as part of your marketing. You have the special events calendar that you have. How did you come up with some of these ideas, and where did you get the events calendar from? Because it's a lot more than just having you know, just the campgrounds.
Just I know all of us, me, my husband, the kids. We kind of just kind of sit around and kind of throw out ideas of different things that we can do.
And we ask the opinion of the campers in general, you know, what they would like to see, you know, things they would like to do.
Okay, Tony, we got a couple calls?
Several callers. Good morning, Tammy. You're on. You have a question for our guest, Tammy?
Yeah, good morning. I was just wondering if they do live entertainment and if they advertise locally or in the valley.
We do a lot of, like, DJ karaoke. A couple times a year, usually, we'll do some live entertainment. But we usually try to post it in the Wapaka Post, or you'll see it, on our website. The website isn't completely all the way done, so just keep watching that, or like I said, or the County Post.
It gets updated from time to time.
But thank you. I hope you come out and see us.
Thanks, Tammy.
I will. I've been trying to for years, remember?
I know who this is.
I was hoping that you were going to talk about your famous son, the DJ.
Oh, Joel does a lot of DJing for us, our son, and he is absolutely amazing. Everybody has to come out.
If anybody needs a good DJ for a wedding or reception or anything, give Joel a call.
Yeah, he's good. Amazing.
Yep. Good.
Looking forward to that.
Okay, come on out, Tam. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Tammy.
Cool hearing you. Bye.
Thanks. We have another caller on the line. Good morning, Greg.
Morning.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the campground, and I'm just, I heard that the success of the campground is because Dave goes undercover once in a while. In fact, I refer to him as undercover boss. I will sit back and wait to hear your response.
You've got him laughing here, Greg.
Good morning, Greg. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, he's the undercover boss, all right.
Well, thanks for your question, Greg. We have another caller on the line. Good morning, Mary Kay. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning.
You have a question for Dave and Kathy?
I do. I was just wondering, do they have theme weekends ever, like do different things during the weekends?
We used to have theme weekends. You know, we kind of had it too many years in a row, so we stopped doing it for a while, but we'll definitely bring it back if it's something somebody's interested in.
Oh, I am very interested. And I'd love that.
You have your theme picked out already?
I do.
And what would that be? Can you share that with us?
Maybe like Live Rooster Weekend.
Love it. Love it.
Great.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Kay. And we have another caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Steve. You have a question for our guest?
Not so much a question. Hi, Dave and Kathy. This is Steve Arnold. How are you doing?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to tell everybody that's actually listening that the two people that you're hearing right now, personality that's coming over the air is exactly how they are. I started camping there as a weekend person right around 15 years ago when they bought the place. And when you go in there, they're genuine. They treat everybody like family. It's true. What you're hearing is exactly true.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Steve. You're the best.
And we're kind of sad. Steve always played in a local band called Replay. And which had their differences, and we won't have them this Memorial Weekend.
No,
but
we've had them for every year.
We'll sure be thinking of you guys.
Yeah, we'll be thinking of you. So, but he does play on his own, so you can get him that way. Steve Arnold Unplugged, and he is amazing.
Great.
You guys are sweet. I really appreciate you guys, everything you've done over the years. So,
Thanks.
We'll see you this summer, I'm sure.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
Steve, thanks a lot. That was a great call. Okay. That was a great call. Yeah. I think that tells a lot about the perception of the public with Rustic Woods Campground.
Yeah.
And I also want to quickly mention that Lakeview Credit Union is sponsoring you guys through their Business of the Month Club. Why don't you just quickly encapsulate that?
Yes, they are. They have their reader board out front, and we're going to be
the featured business.
The featured business, and it's going to show for our Friday Fish Fry, and
that's great because it's Lent's coming up.
Right, for all the credit union members at Lakeview, there is a discount up there for them on a Friday night fish
fry. That's right.
Yeah, $5 off of a $25 order or more.
Wonderful. So, for the month of March?
Yep, for the month of March.
Okay. Yep. We have one more caller on the line. Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Sue?
I am doing just great. Even though we had snow this morning, it's still beautiful outside. It's a lovely day. Hey, I've got a quick question in reference to how do they work with price increases? Every time you go to the store, something is up, and you can't keep increasing the price of your product. I'll get off the phone. I'm really interested with how restaurants handle price increases. In
Great question, Sue. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Well, you know, it's tough. In the beginning, we weighed our portions, which we did, and, you know, you just have to average it out as far as price-wise. And it typically, we only raise our prices, like, say, once a year. You know, you can't keep passing everything on to your customers because they're not going to come back. You have to be realistic about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I don't know what to add with that. It just.
Yeah.
You have to pass along some significant things, but you don't have to pass everything along.
Right. Yeah. You know,
and you still want to be competitive.
Yeah.
You know, like you were saying before about the vendors and the delivery people, you know, they never had a surcharge or a fuel surcharge prior to a couple years ago when the price of diesel fuel went way up. And now they all charge $5, $6, $8 to come in. And, you know, we get 15 trucks a week that come in there, and we never kind of adjusted for that. We just kind of swallowed that. But, you know, after a while, you do have to raise your prices and adjust and make the difference.
And that's where Kathy comes in with the bookkeeping, I'm sure, is just seeing where your margins are and how things are being, and making sure that you keep a close record of that.
Yeah. Well, I have an accountant that takes care of all my stuff every month, and he is amazing, and he's, you know, I think he's helped us where we are today, too. So
I can see Tony's just ready to say the two words, cash flow.
And oh, yeah, they look at my cash flow every time I go for another loan.
Now, again, that's one of the areas that we talk to all of our clients about is being able to track that, make sure that you don't ignore it and find out 3 months down the road that things are really in trouble. So
I think measuring cash flow is indicative of how successful a business is, and if cash flow is okay, people sleep better at night.
Absolutely.
If it's not good, people end up staying up all night and wondering about things. So.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we're going to take our last break. We'll come back on the other side. We want to thank all those who called in, and if you have a question, please call in. We'll be back in just a minute or two. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
That was Lakeview.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're at the final segment of our program with Dave and Kathy Thibodeau this morning. They are the owners, the proud and happy owners of Rustic Woods. And if you've been listening to the show this morning, we had a number of calls from patrons who go out to that campground and the restaurant, and they just, it's a family affair. It's very obvious from the interview this morning. This is a family business, and it's a family community.
Yes, it is.
You have a lot of fun.
We were talking off the air about that. You know, from a marketing standpoint, it's obvious from the people who called in and talked that your position, you know, the image that you have is local, family, fun, and so on. I know that's your personalities. Did you have to work at getting that personality for the business, or does that just seem to come natural?
No, that's just us, I guess.
That's just Kath.
Okay.
I don't know.
But, you know, you do things, though, obviously some of the things that you put together are specially designed just to be family-oriented and fun-oriented situations.
Yeah, right. I think
okay,
so.
Stretching that. Okay, because I was noticing that theme when the people were calling. It does sound like a fun place.
Yeah,
it is
a fun
place.
A lot of different
place,
things going on throughout the summer. It's fun.
Absolutely. In fact, when Peggy and I bought our very first pop-up camp trailer, the very first place we went was Rustic Woods.
Yeah, you said that.
And it rained that weekend.
Yeah, there probably wasn't a lot of activity going on then.
Okay, but I won't go into that either. Moving right along.
It was a great time.
Anyway, speaking of weather and so on, Dave, we talked a little bit too with the cold weather and the snow and all that we've had this year. Where is that leaving you as far as your normal schedule? Are you guys running behind a little bit or trying to catch up? Or?
It's going to be kind of tricky turning the water on. You know, we open up April 15th. I think we're slated to open up the weekend of the 12th.
Yeah.
And, you know, boy, I hope
getting close.
I hope something happens quick because,
I heard the frost is 5 feet down.
It'll be tough. But I don't know. Somehow we pull through it and we always fight, but we have water in the pool for Memorial weekend and you wouldn't think the kids would go in there, but boy, they do.
No, they can, they have their own little heat generators. There's no problem there. So
again, what is your website and where are you located?
www.rusticwoodscampground.com, and the address again is E2585 Southwood Drive. We're 6 miles south of Wapaka off of County Trunk E. So make sure you come on out and see us.
Spring must be a wonderful season in the campground.
I love spring.
Things are coming to life. And
it is. It's a little messy, but it's just, you know,
The
birds, it's just nice. It's peaceful. And
you know, and for reservations, Tony, I got to mention, too, we used to do a lot of the camping shows, which we kind of bowed out of because we only have 35 weekend sites, and we have such a good repeat business. You know, we don't have to do a lot of advertising, but
most of it is, a lot of our business is word of mouth.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
Oh, yes.
The listeners out there, I was going to say the viewers, but the listeners out there, don't wait too long to get your reservations in at, 715-258-2442. The sooner the better because, Memorial weekend is booking up quick, and then the 4th of July goes, and, you know, right.
I couldn't write that number down fast. Could you repeat that one more time for me? Because I can't write that fast.
I'm sorry. 715-258-2442.
Great. Can they make a reservation on the website?
No, they cannot. They're going to have to call and
talk to
me.
They need to call you in.
Yep.
The number. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, by the way, like I said, I've been looking at the website, and they have some really neat pictures of the place, again, to give you a feeling for what it's like out there. So definitely take a look at the website. And the one thing, I don't know if you, Dave, if you can answer this or not, I know it's one of the things you have here is about camping for campers for sale. Is how do you work with that?
Well, the folks that do have their seasonal campers there, their permanent campers that we call it, if they do decide to sell from time to time, which happens, they put a for sale sign up or they take care of the advertising themselves. And, they're allowed to sell their camper right on site, which is kind of a big plus because they don't have to move it or have it hauled because a lot of the people that have these 35 and 40 foot trailers don't have the means themselves to move them around. So.
Okay.
You know.
So if someone is interested in that kind of a situation, there's always possibilities up there.
Yep.
And we
do have open sites available for seasonal sites right now. So
do you?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we got about 4 or 5 open.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, how big of a trailer would that take? Would that site accept?
Well, the sites vary from, size to size.
Sure.
You're best off calling and just kind of scheduling a time or a date that you can come up and meet with us, and I'll take you around, or Joel or Kath will take you around. Show you the sites and
sure. So if someone's listening and they have a camper and they'd like to find a place to put it and leave it in one place, you have 4 or 5 sites available.
Yep. Yes, we do.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was that phone number again, Dave?
715-258-2442.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, now we're at that point of the show here where we have our guests give us what we call the biz tip. So I don't know if you want to both do one or...
I'll let Kath go because she's the boss.
Just a pearl of wisdom for those of you out there starting a business. So,
I would say, hey, definitely follow your dream. That's the most important thing. If you're looking to do something, follow your dream. Otherwise, you're always going to be thinking, what if?
Tony and the guys down at Lakeview Credit.
Yeah, they'll help you out any way you can.
or come and talk to us at SCORE.
Yeah,
we can work with you there.
They're great people.
Can
to
I
work
tell everybody
with.
About if they heard us on Biz Talk today?
Yeah.
Please come in and have some fish, and we're going to buy you a drink for listening to us and putting up with us.
For how long?
A week?
A month?
For a week would be fine.
A week or
sure.
Two.
Sure.
A week.
A week.
Okay, so for the next week, if you go to have fish.
Yep.
You're going to get a free drink at the Rustic Woods Campground.
Absolutely.
What a great place. Where is it one more time? How do you get there?
It's at E2585 Southwood Drive, just 6 miles south of Wapaka.
And you're open what days for the restaurant?
Well, Friday night would be fish, and then Saturday and Sunday is more your burgers and fries, pizza on Sunday. So,
okay.
Well, Dave and Kathy, it's been great having you on the show.
It's
a great program. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, we had a great time.
I know you're a little nervous, but
can I say hi to my brother? And he needs to just, get his fishing skills going a little bit better, if you could, Dave. All right?
All right. Well, you've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.